Okay, cool. First of all, I want to just talk with you for a second about that thing at the North Sea Jazz Festival. Yeah. And why I think it'd be cool to have Christian Scott interview you. Is that cool with you?
I'm cool with it. anything is good, man.
Okay, and I've already asked him to kind of come up with some questions, and there's nothing like, you know, like, do I like hip hop? I think he'll be really articulate about it. So, and
I've been knowing him since he was a kid, so.
Yeah, I know. And
I don't know. I don't see like a certain intellectual articulation coming out of a lot of these guys, but maybe it is, and I just don't know it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to work with him to make sure that the questions that he asks you are really, really good. He's already come up with some questions that I think are good. You know, part of my role in this whole thing is making sure that this Q&A comes off so that it's really good. So I'm probably going to be sitting on stage, and I'll do some prodding myself. I want him to kind of take the lead, but I'll work with him on that and make sure that he serves you up some really good things that'll challenge you and be really interesting to the crowd and the whole nine yards. You cool with that?
I'm cool with it. So anything is cool with me.
Okay, good. I'm gonna tell the North Sea that you're on board with that then, and then we'll just figure out schedule wise that evening. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ron Carter is who I'd really like to talk with you about for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing this book on him. He asked me to write his biography, and so I know that you know, you've had some contact with Ron over the years, especially with playing on that Herbie Hancock's album that was Quartet 1981, and you guys went on tour together.
Right.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could, well, first of all, like, I know when you were coming up and listening to Miles Davis's quintet in the 60s, just how much you were aware of what was going on with the rhythm section at that time.
Well, I never actually heard that band play until I was 18.
Wow.
First time I heard one of those records, I was already out of New Orleans. I never heard them play on record until I was in New York.
No kidding.
Yeah.
When you did hear it,
I didn't even know Herbie Hancock played with Miles Davis.
Really?
I knew Herbie Hancock from Headhunters and from Maiden Voyage.
Uh-huh.
And in the 70s, you know, Freddie Hubbard was the trumpet player everybody listened to.
Right.
And I didn't really know the music historically. Just whatever records my father had, I heard. He didn't have a lot of those records.
So you weren't...
He had mainly Miles' records from the 50s.
Uh-huh. So you weren't really a big Miles Davis fan then coming up then, huh?
No, I was a big fan of his, but I was the only one that I knew who had heard of him.
Huh.
The 70s. Nobody listened to Miles Davis then. We listened to funk and pop music, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Parliament and Earth, Wind and Fire.
Uh-huh.
Nobody listened to Miles Davis. Of, you know, like black kids who were teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that I heard of him made me a big Miles Davis fan.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard two or three of his albums because my father had his records, because he was a jazz musician. But in our social circle of people I knew, nobody had ever heard of Miles Davis.
Gotcha.
They didn't know who he was, period.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not one of my friends ever said his name. Ever. Not to say we like him or we don't like him.
Yeah, sure. But as a trumpeter, you never listened to him. You were more like...
I listened to him from the 50s.
Yeah.
But mainly Freddie Hubbard was the one everybody listened to. And I listened a lot to Clark Terry because I heard him play live, you know.
Gotcha, yeah.
Clark Terry was on the road playing. He played at a club in New Orleans called the club in the Hyatt Regency. So I also relate to the trumpet players that I heard live, which would be Clark Terry, Sweets Edison, and Blue Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
That's the three kind of great ones that I had a chance to actually hear. Roy Eldridge, I heard him too, but I wasn't sophisticated enough to hear his errors. Like, he was just like an old man to me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get past that to hear. Hey, can you call me back in 10 minutes?
Can I call you back in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure can.
Thanks.